feel like I'm dying. Such a fool, and I have to stand by and take it, babe, all for loving you. Drown myself in sorrow as I look at what you've done, and nothing seems to change. Bad times stay the same, and now. Feel like I'm dying.
Ghosts and ghouls.
You are listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT.
It is mood music in a jugular vein, and I hope you like it.
22nd week of October, Pittsburgh. You've tuned into Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT. Now with a new microphone. That was the always amazing Hannah Gill, opening our show with a track off of her latest release, Spooky Jazz Volume 3, with Spider in the Web. Today on the show, we got all the spooky sounds and spoken word to give you and all of your friends the chills, the shakes, the whim-whams, and even the willies. It's a retro Halloween here on 88.3 WRCT.
Okay, fellas, let's do a cha-cha-cha to end all cha-chas. I'm the shriek of agony.
Is making a strange noise. No matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is the video drama. I am what I am. My name is Vincent Price. You better listen to my advice, 'cause I learned.
night.
Show. Do you like new music and free tickets to shows? If so, you should listen to the New and Newer Music Show every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite bands and artist shows. Listen to the New and Newer Music Show on 88.3 FM. Stream at WRCT.org and follow on Instagram at New Show WRCT. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and to quickly recap, that was the Rabbit Council with The Endless Line. Before then, we had Vincent Price and the Young Spirits with Sounds from a Graveyard. And finally, before them, we heard from Bob McFadden with The Shriek of Araby. We'll be returning to our spooky theme in Retro Halloween in just a moment. But first, here are some bin tracks.
Run to the car, run, run, run.
Gen Xers grew up with. Hair metal, disco, folk, and everything in between. These are classics you should have heard by now, but we won't judge you if you haven't. You can tune into Somewhere in Time with Abrina, Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m.
Long ago in Malibu, on a downer at Point Doom, this righteous babe appeared to me and swept me from my gloom. I asked if we could rap a while, get gone along the beach. She took my hand and led me to a love just out of reach.
Your spell. Very well. Poppy's toes off, pulling animals' nose off. How'd you magic my clothes off?
Demon woman,
take me back to your room. Make me howl at the moon. Make me pray to the temple of woo.
Demon woman,
your breasts are balls of flame. An umbrella in my hand, playing these ball games.
Demon woman, another woman.
Yeah.
she could tell which was which.
Listen, what's a witch's favorite subject in school?
Well, I don't know what.
Arts and witchcraft.
Mom, did the conjurer protect himself from witches?
How?
With a
hagar.
Hagar,
why was the witch in so much pain? Why? Because she probably was a sorceress.
Wait. How do you pollinate a haunted flower? With a bewitched.
Yes, how do witches make toast?
I don't know.
By charming the bread.
At the end of the street, the house that no one dared to enter. When the neighborhood kids would approach it, they would whisper, "Ghost House," before running quickly past. Late at night, some folks would say, they could see a faint light in the attic window. Was it just the eerie glow of an antique mirror catching the light of a street lamp? Perhaps. But perhaps not. It's easy to reason away such simple occurrences. A dim light, a creak in the night. But when Arletty Lawson saw the distinct figure of an old woman staring out the front door one cold and windy fall night, reason was lost to the wind.
Must be fed. must be fed. I'm under your bed. Come on, just show me your head. Cause I'm under your bed and I must be fed.
Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordsStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, then you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Listening to an October edition of Audible Sounds. It's been a minute since we've recapped. We heard from Pumpkin Witch. We also heard from Gazelle Twin with the track Fear Keeps Us Alive. We also had a medley of tracks from the album Yama Halloween, which comes with the following description. The year is 1989. The American wing of a major Japanese instrument company runs a print ad inviting users of their product to submit homemade recordings of original Halloween songs for a Yama Halloween album. Hundreds of hopeful musicians, songwriters, and home recording enthusiasts send tapes, but the album is never released until today. Coming up next in the show, we've got a compilation from Agatha Black here on Audible Sounds. We'll be right back.
terrible or tragic that was too real to be imagined? Maybe it was a nightmare. Perhaps a sudden flash during that boring history class. Did this horrific scene eventually come true? If so, you may be a seer. I'm a seer. I have seen many terrible and frightening things in advance. Several years ago, when the days began to grow shorter, my sight took me to an old lake house where two young lovers, Jess and Peter, were spending their fall break together. They arrived in the black of night, unaware that someone was watching.
Well, here we are.
Oh, Peter, it's charming.
The lights to the kitchen are around here somewhere. Here we go.
Oh, you were right. This was worth a two-hour drive.
And in the morning, you'll be able to see the lake from the back patio.
Where is that light coming from?
Oh, I think that's the back porch of the Sterling's place. They're an older couple who live here year-round. They're referred to as townies. Not many of them around anymore. Not since...
Not since what?
Oh, nothing really. There was some trouble several years ago, but that's all in the past.
That sounds a little ominous. You're not trying to scare me, are you?
Not at all.
Jess walked over to the window where the light seemed to have grown brighter. As she glanced outside, her eyes slowly began to adjust to the eerie glow of the light passing through the dark trees. Suddenly, the silhouette of a figure standing just a few yards away from their cabin came into view.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
rambunctious 8-year-old boy, not unlike other kids his age. Curious, energetic, and not so fond of his little sister, Jill. One cloudy Sunday, he was told by his parents that he could go to the park, but he had to take his sister. Reluctantly, he agreed, but he had no intention of staying with her.
Go ahead and play by yourself. I'm going to hang out with my friends.
But Mom said that you had to keep an eye on me.
Just go on, or I might just make you walk home alone.
Tommy and his best friends, Bud and Ron, walked over to the wooded area of the park, throwing rocks at trees and sword fighting with sticks. Just as Bud was about to stab Ron with a long, leafy branch, Tommy stumbled upon a dead redbird.
Hey, guys, check this out.
Oh, cool, a dead bird.
The bird had been mauled by some animal. A wing had been torn off, and one of its eyes was detached from its head. Tommy poked the eye with a stick, then he turned to his friends.
Hey, which one of you is getting poked with bird eye juice?
Tommy spent some time chasing the boys around with the stick, but the allure of the dead bird was too difficult to resist. Before they left, Tommy went back and grabbed the bird's eye. That night, Tommy was sent to bed early as punishment for abandoning his sister at the park. But he didn't mind. He had the bird's eye to keep him occupied. He was fascinated by the small black orb, staring at it in his hand until he fell asleep. That night, he was awakened by a soft, fluttering noise. In the darkness of his room, at the foot of his bed, he could barely make out the silhouette of a small bird. His eyes grew wide at the shadowy figure, but he dare not turn on the light.
It can't be! You aren't real!
The silhouette moved slowly closer to him on the bed, gently ruffling its feathers again. Then, in the silence, Tommy heard an odd, quiet voice. It was coming from the bird.
Tommy, you've been a bad boy.
Frozen in fear, Tommy was unable to move. The bird crept closer.
You took my eye. Do you know what happens to little children who take things that don't belong to them? Do you know, Tommy?
Tommy quickly opened his sticky hand and held it out, offering the stolen eye to the bird.
Take it!
Oh, dear. That's not why I've come to you. I am dead, you see, and I no longer need my eyes. I asked you a question, Tommy. Do you know the answer? Or shall I just show you?
Shall I show you?
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM and WRCT.